From Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. Today we have a special broadcast. Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi, born and educated in India, is an international speaker, social reformer, and author of 13 books. This scholar from the East has come to live and lecture in the United States, exploring the soul of Western civilization, which he has concluded is rooted in the Bible. Dr. Mangalwadi delivered a series of lectures at the University of Minnesota entitled, Must the Sun Set on the West? Stay tuned to find out how you can order this stimulating and thought-provoking resource in audio CD. To ask Dr. Mangalwadi a question, call 888-ASK-HANK. That number translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Over the years, people have heard me talk about various products. I think of Privileged Planet as one of those products, and I get very excited about those products, and I let our constituency know this is a product that you absolutely need to have. And this is one such day in which I'm going to make the declaration that you must get the product that we're talking about today. Must the Sun Set on the West? An Indian Explores the Soul of Western Civilization. I can remember a few times in my life where I took a CD series and listened to it not just once or twice, but many more times, and then listened to it with my children. It is an important set of CDs. It's available on MP3 as well, that you need to have, and not just have to hold in your hand, but have in your cassette player, or I should say your CD player, MP3 player, and listen to over and over again, because we're talking here about a macro issue. We're oftentimes told in our educational system that with the fall of the Roman Empire, Western civilization devolved into the darkest of all ages. In fact, Webster's New World Dictionary describes the millennium that ensued as a time of intellectual stagnation and widespread ignorance. The superlative rationality of classical Greek thinkers snuffed out by the superstitious irrationality of medieval Christian churchmen. In fact, if you look at Edward Gibbon, as a historian, he elucidates the tragedy with supposed eloquence and erudition in a massive 6-volume series, The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. And in his work, he points out that Christianity was not only the cause of the decay of the empire, but it was the primary cause of the Dark Ages that ensued. And as this story progresses, and many of you have heard this in academic settings, we are told that you have the fall of Rome. Rome is forged on the anvil of classical Greek thought. And then you have the Dark Ages. And it isn't until the Italian Renaissance and the following Enlightenment that finally we are in touch again with great classical Greek thought. And the shackles of Christian superstition once again are broken, and we see the light of human reason shining through, and we're finally free from the superstition of Christianity. But what Vishal Mangalwadi is telling us with eloquence and real erudition is that this is a myth, that Western civilization was built on the back of Western Christianity, which was built on the DNA of the Bible. So again, with all the passion that I can muster up, I want those who listen to this broadcast to get the resource that we're talking about. You will be stimulated in the next few hours, today and tomorrow. as we talk to Vishal Mangalwadi. But don't leave it at that. This is a resource that you want to interact with. It is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write for your copy at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Vishal Mangalwadi now joins us from Southern California. Hi, Vishal.
Hello, Hank. Thank you for having me.
I am so delighted to have you, and I feel that this is a providential occurrence. You and I were in Washington, D.C. We were spending time at an event with Chuck Colson, who thinks very highly of your work, and you came up to me and you put this series in my hands, and this is at a time where I was deeply engrossed in thinking about what causes the rise of Western civilization and vicariously what will cause the fall of Western civilization. And so I was interested in the subject. I popped the CD into my player in the car, and I've never stopped listening since.
Well, thank you. I do believe this is providential.
You are, in this series, talking about the dynamics of Western civilization, and you are very clearly saying that Western civilization was built on the DNA of the Bible, and when we walk away from that, we are walking back into shackles. I think one of the classic examples in your series is how women today view freedom. It is Christianity that truly gave them equality, but now they're walking back into the shackles of Hugh Hefner's harem as objectified beings again and don't realize that what they think is freedom and liberation is in actuality repression.
That's exactly true. Ruth and I were married in 1975, and 6 months later we began serving the poor, just less than 20 miles from erotic temples of Khajuraho. These are temples which have explicit sexual intercourse depicted inside and outside, very famous paintings. Plane loads of tourists come every day. And that so destroyed the women of India, the whole X-rated religious culture, that India has not recovered from it. And already the sexual revolution and the radical women's lib movement has turned American women into desperate housewives.
Vishal, talk for a moment about what it is in Christianity that liberates a woman, what it is in a Christian marriage that ennobles and empowers a woman over what you find in Hinduism or in Islam or the other major areas of religious thought.
You know, as we were serving the poor in central India, we began with community health work. Women from villages were not allowed to come to our home, even though female nurses were coming from a Christian hospital to train them into preventive health and how to keep their families and their community healthy. So we had to train young men. It took a few months before these men began to trust us and became very friendly. One day, as they came together for training in village health, they started challenging us that you Christians are very corrupt. I was taken aback. I said, what do you mean? They said, you know, you walk with your wives in your field holding hand, and you take your sister-in-law on your scooter to the market. Our women cannot walk with us. They have to walk 10 feet behind us. Our wives cannot show their faces in front of our fathers, our brothers. So you Christians are very corrupt. Now, I was shocked. I didn't know how to answer them. But my brother had lived there a little longer than me, and he was not particularly interested in winning or evangelizing these people. So he began arguing with them brutally. He said that, look, you guys, you know exactly that the truth is opposite. I allow my wife to go with my brother because I trust my wife, I trust my brother. You cannot have your wives show their faces to their fathers. They have to be veiled, covered. These are Hindu women, not Muslim. You have to keep your women veiled because you don't trust your wives, you don't trust your fathers, you don't trust your brothers. Our women have freedom precisely because we trust each other. We have much higher moral norms and integrity. I thought that we've lost these friends. But to my amazement, every one of them agreed with my brother without protest that they could not leave their wives for a few minutes with their fathers. So it was this culture of trust that you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, you shall not commit adultery, that really liberated Western women. But now, as that moral norms have gone, disappeared, the marriage is disappearing. I was just looking yesterday at an American man who had a maybe 55-year-old man with a 25-year-old Filipino girl looking after his children from his ex-wife, and this woman was now his wife. And I realized how badly the whole sexual revolution and the women's lib movement has hurt Western women, that you can no longer trust each other. So you can either, the marriage has to fall apart. And of course, the sexual liberation is not the only problem. But once you have this attitude that we are monkeys, evolved from monkeys, and we have every right to do monkey business, then the marriage just falls apart. It cannot be sustained. Then you can't, you don't really want children because you will be saddled either with a stepfather or with a boyfriend who doesn't want to marry you because you have children. So you kill your children, or you don't have your children, and then part of these escalating health costs are also related to the breakdown of marriage. The people who are in stable married family, they live longer, they live healthier, but so much depression, so much breakdown, like right now the kind of tragic news that we are hearing, even about Michael Jackson, just the Hollywood culture that has made not just women so desperate, but men so desperate. So the way to God, the way of God, the secret of happiness, secret of blessedness, is purity, honesty, the stability which comes from obeying the scriptures, such as, you know, not coveting your neighbor's wife, having purity in your heart. As all of that breaks down, women become insecure and finally slaves. I know now American women, I mean, you only have to search on the internet the cheating wives, the lonely wives, the wives who are really willing to be mistresses, the single women, divorced women, who are willing to be mistresses to anyone. And this is just tragic, because this is what, as you began with Rome, this is what happened in Rome. As Roman men became playboys, loving goddesses in their temples, but not loving their own wives, their wives wanted to become prostitutes, kill their children, either abort their babies or have infanticide. The population declined, and consequently, Roman army, by the time the barbarians came, Roman armies was really recruiting barbarians and Rome collapsed.
We're talking to Vishal Mangalwadi about why the postmodern West is becoming a culture of desperate housewives. It is also turning men into boys who cannot take responsibility for the women they love and the children they produce. We're going to talk about all that and much more on the other side of the break. Is capitalism a dirty word, or can capitalism be reconciled with the Christian ethic? What's going on with our economy? Again, we'll be talking to Vishal Mangalwadi in just a few moments. You just don't want to miss it.
To order Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD or MP3, call 888-7000-CRI right now or go online at www.equip.org. To ask Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi or Hank Hanegraaff a question, call 888-ASK-HANK. That number translates to 888-275-4265. Bible Answer Man fans, there are now more ways than ever to interact with the radio program and Hank Hanegraaff. Besides listening online, podcasting, watching video clips, or reading Hank's blog, you can also access more of Hank through Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website at www.equip.org, where you can access all of these new media. At last count, CRI reaches people in over 177 countries through the research materials, resources, and our broadcast found at www.equip.org. You can help too. Spread the word by posting links to our website and articles from your Facebook page and your tweets. It's all at www.equip.org. But don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after these messages.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the idea of romantic love and ponders its role as the basis for marriage. When Mormon prophet Joseph Smith announced his discovery of the Book of Abraham in 1835, it was heralded as the most important find in biblical studies, older than the Old Testament, and provided the scriptural foundation for the Mormon doctrine of God. Find out why these claims are false. Our Effective Evangelism article provides 10 power-packed arguments for atheists to know that the universe is haunted. Practical Hermeneutics unpacks the question, how was Jesus made sin? And as always, don't miss the popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was school today?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay?
Well, in science class, the teacher said that people came from apes and monkeys, and that we all came from little cells in the water. Mom, I'm so confused. You told me the Bible said that God created everything. Who's right, my teacher or the Bible?
Each school year, this scene is played out in more homes across the country. The result? More children reject the existence of God and His intended design of the universe. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote Fatal Flaws. It addresses such issues as how and when the world began, whether humans were intended or merely an accident, the spiritual dimension of the human soul, and more. Pick up Fatal Flaws by Hank Hanegraaff. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity. Even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
Vishal Mangalwadi spent many years with his wife Ruth ministering to the poor in central India. When his remarkable work resulted in him spending time in jail, he was motivated to study how the West became a relatively just, free, and prosperous civilization. These 11 lectures present the conclusion of his studies, that the Bible is the soul of Western civilization. This 11 audio CD or MP3 set contains all 10 lectures by Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi given at the University of Minnesota, plus a bonus 11th lecture. To order, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. And now, with his special guest, Vishal Mangalwadi, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Again, we're talking Must the Sun Set on the West with Vishal Mangalwadi. You have the 11 CDs or everything on MP3 disc. And I'll tell you what, I took these on my travels for a long time. I listened to them in the car with my kids. This is something that every Christian family should get a hold of, and as quickly as possible. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or just take a look at it and order online in a safe, secure fashion on our website on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Vishal, again, is joining me from Southern California. I know you're not a prophet or the son of a prophet, Vishal, but if you look at what's going on in the West, how do you answer that question, must the sun set on the West? Because on the one hand, there can be a time of great repression and rebellion and turning away from the Lord and from biblical principles, and then you can have reformation in the pews and revival in the culture, and we don't know what's going to happen, but it certainly seems to me that as you look into the future, given present indicators, if things don't change radically, we're going to look a whole lot more like Europe in the next few years than we do than we look like we used to look just even several decades ago.
Basically, I'm an optimist because the Bible presents hope for the future. But right now, the West is in deep trouble. I deeply appreciate what the Congress is trying to do in granting, helping everyone in America get medical insurance. But this concern for the poor can lead to consequences because there are many things which the Congress doesn't seem to understand. The intellectual and cultural elite in America don't seem to understand. So even the health reform bill could become the heavy rain, the flood that demolishes the house, which is built on sand, which has no foundation. You know, right now, FBI is investigating 52,000 wealthy Americans who have hidden $15 billion in black money, tax-evaded money, in secret Swiss accounts. America is a wealthy country, and it has $15 billion in secret Swiss accounts. India is a poor country. How much money do you think Indians have in secret Swiss accounts? It's $1,500 billion, $1.5 trillion. That tells us that even secular Americans who reject God, reject the Bible, have a character that they pay their taxes. They may hire a tax consultant, use all the loopholes in the law to save taxes, but they don't normally do illegal things to save taxes. But if the Congress changes, the government decides that we are not going to live by the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we are going to have our own gospel, that someone who has turned 5 talents into 10 talents, or 3 talents into 6 talents, we're going to punish them. That you're making $250,000 a year, you're making $1 million a year, we will take your money, give it to the poor, because then the poor will vote for us. Well, the people who are turning 5 talents into 10 talents, they are not going to keep paying their taxes because they still have good character. But this character, because the fear of God has gone, the faith in the Bible is gone, it has no foundation. These people will begin to hire Indian financial managers. The financial management of America will be outsourced to Indians. And the money, instead of coming back into Treasury, bringing the deficit, the growing deficit, into half, or reducing the deficit of American government, this money will start going into secret Swiss accounts, because people who already cheat on their spouses, as we discussed in the earlier segment, will cheat Uncle Sam. Because a lot of people pay their taxes because they have no option. At the source of their salary, the money is deducted. Some people pay taxes because they still fear God and believe that the Bible commands us to pay taxes, not steal. But a lot of people pay taxes simply out of habit because they are stupid. But if the government begins to take out money from people who are turning 5 talents into 10 and give it to bail out corrupt corporations, then it will destroy the American character on which American capitalism is built. So, will the sun set on the West? Unfortunately, things can degenerate far more rapidly than anyone anticipates. The financial meltdown and the crisis, which began with AIG and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, was partly a result of the fact that the Congress decided that people who do not really qualify for home financing should be financed. So the greed and other factors began to play, because now American capitalism isn't there for the glory of God. It is driven by command, you shall covet your neighbor's property, you shall steal. And it is stealing when American corporations begin to say that totally insecure subprime mortgages are high-value securities. So the Chinese, for example, had trusted the word of American corporations and invested $650 billion in Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And that's why President Bush was forced into bailing out these corrupt corporations with the money earned by hardworking, honest, tax-paying Americans. But this character, because it no longer has the biblical foundation, it only has a memory of, you know, our parents used to pay taxes, all Americans pay taxes, therefore we should pay taxes. So even if we don't believe in God, we don't fear God, everything can be destroyed. But it does not need to be destroyed. A new awakening, a new reformation, a new revival is possible, desirable, and the sun need not set on the West. The West can be renewed, should be renewed.
Vishal, you mentioned the word capitalism a number of times, and the moment you do, no doubt a lot of the listening audience associates the word capitalism with the concept of greed and don't understand the notion of Christian capitalism, and certainly do not understand that if you end up being unjust and do what you described earlier, take the talents from those who have contracts for those talents, take the talents from those who would ordinarily invest them in the future because of secure property rights, once you start destabilizing that, where people aren't sure that they have secure property rights, aren't certain that their contracts are secure, they are now going to start hoarding as opposed to investing, and the real hurt will come to the poor and the downtrodden.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. That the right now, the whole concept of stimulating the economy is based on assumption that as economy is stimulated, people begin to earn, they will pay their taxes, and we can cut our deficit into half or less. But the government itself can destroy that character, which is taken for granted, because the foundations of that character is gone. You know, 20, 30 years ago, even before the scandal of a former president, sexual scandals, America didn't have the kind of sexual perversion that high school kids and college kids, universities now have. The colleges have become red light districts. Just one example of one president can badly damage the character of a whole nation. And so capitalism has been hijacked by secularism, and it is now, in fact, for many people, nothing but an economic system driven by greed. And once greed is really allowed free play, then those people will be greedy enough in finding ways to evade their taxes. And then the whole economic system will collapse. So America can indeed be reduced into a third world country where poor, as you say, will be really badly hurt by measures that are intended to bless the poor.
And, of course, the Bible says we are the salt, we are the light. If the salt loses its savor, how can it be made salty again? If we're no longer a light to the world, darkness will indeed fall in the West. We are the light, but if you're going to be the light, you need to understand the issues. And I know of no resource that I have recommended in recent years that will help you understand the issues that you are surrounded with, oftentimes ignorant of, than this particular series, Must the Sun Set on the West? Again, if I've listened to this at least three times, you should listen to it as well. It's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order online. You can order via the mail as well. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. I'm going to talk about the razor-thin edge between freedom and fascism in just a moment.
Men like Dallas Willard, professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California, and Prison Fellowship founder Chuck Colson have become deeply impressed with Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi. Mr. Colson writes, "Very few thinkers in the world today understand as clearly as Vishal Mangalwadi the impact of the Bible on Western civilization. Born and educated in India, he sees the West as others see us, which breaks the myopic view that so many politically sensitive Westerners have today. Order these thought-provoking and winsome lectures, Must the Sun Set on the West?" delivered at the University of Minnesota when you call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI or go online to www.equip.org. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets. These assets include things like cars or real estate, and just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. And once there, click on the Donate button and then select the Give a Non-Cash Donation option. Again, that's on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Hank will be right back after these messages.
When looking at the night sky, you're not just looking at stars and planets. You're looking at the very fingerprints of God. The cosmos presents irrefutable evidence of God's design, genius, and majesty. You'll find this evidence in The Privileged Planet by Jay Richards. The Privileged Planet presents an amazing supply of evidence to show that our planet is perfectly fit not only to support life, but also to point to the existence of the giver of life. You're taken on a scientific odyssey from a history of tectonic plates and solar eclipses to our location in the Milky Way, the laws that govern the universe, and much more. It will prove that not only do science and faith mix, but science points to faith. The Privileged Planet, available on DVD right now when you call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or go to equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. The Bible Answer Man is here to provide the answers that people are looking for because truth matters. Many listeners and Christian leaders have told us of the importance of these answers.
This is Ed Young, pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Thank God for you, Hank, and the fact that God has used you so magnificently, and you have kept the church, the body, the believers, straight and orthodox and understanding and basic doctrinal truths, and I'm so grateful to you. And I'm so thankful. I think you are God's man for your calling for just such a time as this. You've got the fundamentals down, and you understand in the essentials there is unity, in non-essentials there is diversity, and you put that together so we can understand what God is doing in His body of believers at this moment. Thank you, Hank, for being there, for being available, for your faithfulness in your personal life, in your family life, and your commitment to Jesus Christ, to His church, and to the kingdom.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to do the unique job that the Christian Research Institute does every day. So we're asking for your financial and prayerful participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man Support Team, CRI Fellowship, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi has many provocatively titled lectures that you won't want to miss from his series, Must the Sun Set on the West, including From Bach to Kurt Cobain, Losing the Soul of Music and Hope, From Paul to Paris Hilton, Can a Defeated Messiah Save Hollywood Heroes, and From Science to Sorcery, Why Witchcraft Appeals More Than Science. Order all of the lectures from Must the Sun Set on the West from CRI by calling 888-7000-274
or by going online to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Those who've listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for a long period of time know that I do not have just anybody on this broadcast, because the one thing that I am opposed to in Christianity, or what goes under the rubric of Christianity, is sophistry and sensationalism and sloppy journalism and the torture of Scripture, all in the name of Christ. So when I recommend a series like Must the Sun Set on the West, I am recommending the man behind the series. And I'm saying to you that this is a man that understands what's going on in Western civilization, and what you hear from him is not sophistry, it's not sloppy journalism, it's not sensationalism. He's giving us a fix on reality. And therefore, once again, I urge you to get Must the Sun Set on the West. You will be informed and no longer ignorant about what's happening in Western civilization. And as a result, rather than being a mere microcosm of the culture, you can be transformed into a change agent in the culture. Again, the series available, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi again joins us from Southern California. And Vishal, you have pointed out in the series that we're talking about, Must the Sun Set on the West, that we are living today on the razor-thin edge between fascism and freedom. And you have defined fascism as an active, aggressive resistance to transcendence. And you have pointed out that there's a historical precedent for what you're saying, and that precedent is found in Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's very true, and it's not something that is new that I'm saying. Lord Acton, the historian who gave us the dictum, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, he also said that the tyranny of the majority is infinitely worse than the tyranny of the minority. The democracy failed in Greek city-states to the point that Plato described democracy as the worst of all political systems, because it killed Socrates. Because democracy always became the tyranny of the majority, unless the majority is subject to a transcendent law, the law of God. So as America chooses not to be a nation under God, not to be a nation under God's word, it has to become a nation under Satan. And tyranny of the majority, you know, if the majority of the people are poor, if poor voters outnumber, then they definitely want to vote for people who would tax the rich. And then those who are driving the growth, the progress of the economy, begin to keep their money away. So, you know, Chinese economy is growing 15-20% a year. Why do Chinese put their money into American banks or American financial institutions? Because they trust America more than they trust their own country. Japanese trust America more than they trust their own country. But that trust is America is losing that trust, because now that integrity is gone, morality is gone, the foundation is gone. So as the law of God, the word of God disappears, as America rejects the authority of God, then America becomes the tyranny of the majority, and then it destroys democracy. So the reason Iraq has had so much, such a struggle, it's been so hard to establish democracy there, so many Americans have paid with their lives, that's because the Shiites are majority, Sunni are minority. Sunnis cannot trust Shiites with power, because when Sunnis had power, they abused it. So Saddam Hussein, as a minority leader, abused power. Why wouldn't the majority abuse power? And this is a problem that most cultures all over the world struggle with. And that's why most Americans don't seem to understand that when Abraham Lincoln defined democracy as government of the people, for the people, by the people, he lifted that phrase from the preface to Wycliffe's Bible. It was Wycliffe's movement, Lollardy, which began the struggle for reform in England and freedom for in England. And that's why British tyrants persecuted Wycliffe's followers. That's why the Bible and Christianity are persecuted all over the world. And that's why so many in America would like to turn America into an authoritarian regime where you're not allowed to say what you really believe. The preachers are not allowed to say, if they really think that homosexuality is sin, you cannot say that because this is politically incorrect. You can only say what we allow you to say. So America will lose freedom if the rulers, leaders, cultural elite are not subject to the law of God. There is no higher definition of freedom in world history than the statement, the gospel, that Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord means that both the majority and the minority have to submit to him. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's freedom.
I'm going to continue my discussion with Michelle Mungo-Wadi on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but we just have a minute or so, Vishal, in wrapping up the broadcast, and I do want to ask you a follow-up question about fascism, the seeds of which were sown in the German universities, and therefore Hitler knew that they would bear its ripened fruit. How similar is our situation?
It's very similar. One of the best studies in this regard is Jean Edward Wheat's book, Fascism, Modern and Postmodern. The American edition was published by Concordia University. We published the Indian edition in India, Fascism, Modern and Postmodern, that every idea that was being taught in the 1930s in German universities is now being taught in American universities. Nietzsche's idea that what drives human beings, what should drive human beings, is the will to power. So the postmodern studies, the deconstructionist movement in American universities, is interpreting everything as will to power. Church is will to power. Christianity is will to power. Everything is will to power. Well, then you will live under politicians who are driven by their personal will to power. Unless it's God's will which is done on earth. So this reaction that we should not be a nation under God, what it means really is that we should become a nation under men, sinful men, and that is men who have bowed their knees before the devil. That's the picture the book of Revelation paints, that the dragon gives his power to the beast. The kingdoms of this earth become beastly.
We're talking to Vishal Mungo-Wadi again. He's going to join us for tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as well. Vishal, thank you for your work and particularly for your contribution on today's broadcast. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's broadcast as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi, again, the series Must the Sun Set on the West. I have seldom been more passionate about getting a product into the hands of our constituency. You can see it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And of course, as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. And do remember, this is a ministry that is supported by listeners just like you. Without your support, we simply don't stay on the air. So please be generous as you support this ministry with your gifts today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow with more of the show.
We'd like to thank Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi for joining us on today's program. He'll return again tomorrow. In his initial lecture from Must the Sun Set on the West, Dr. Mangalwadi suggests that the doctrine of human dignity was a foundational assumption that made the West unique. Renaissance artist Michelangelo depicted the theological source of this idea on the dome of the Sistine Chapel in Rome in his iconic painting of God creating Adam in his own image. Dr. Mangalwadi laments that following Charles Darwin, William James, and Sigmund Freud, the West has demolished the source of its beauty. The devolution of man from a spiritual being to a mere animal is resulting in the West's decline. However, the sun need not set on the West because this interpretation of who we are is demonstrably false. To order Must the Sun Set on the West in audio CD or MP3, call 888-7000-CRI right now. Or go online at www.equip.org. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. Hank Hanegraaff headlines focus on the family's The Big Dig, nationally simulcast teen apologetics conference on Saturday, August 8th, to help your teens handle tough questions about their faith. This powerful one-day simulcast featuring Hank and other top speakers will give your teens everything they need to face their fears, stand up for Jesus, and share their faith with skeptics and seekers with the kind of confidence you'll be proud of. Sign up to be a host church and give students, parents, and youth leaders an exciting opportunity to strengthen their faith. For more details about the Saturday, August 8th National Simulcast, go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition